The growing opioid crisis is requiring Massachusetts hospitals to adapt to a growing number of medical issues, among them a surge in the number of newborns exposed to drugs. WBUR's Deborah Becker reports.
Peek-a-boo. Your turn. Where did James go?
It's almost hard to believe that when James was born a year ago, he was going through opioid withdrawal. Now he brightly smiles as occupational therapist Victoria Peek tests his development.
O's? Are those O's?
Peek is examining James at the Newborn Developmental Follow-Up Clinic at Massachusetts General Hospital. The director of the clinic, Dr. Leslie Kersner, is examining him as well. Kersner's following drug-exposed babies until they're 2 years old. The most recent state hospital data suggests that the rate of drug-dependent newborns has skyrocketed and is about three times the national average, with about 16 drug-exposed babies born in every 1,000 births in Massachusetts. Dr. Kersner says most babies born exposed to drugs exhibit withdrawal symptoms.
They go from state to state, from alert, awake, to crying. You know, it's like 0 to 60 in just a couple of seconds. They don't have smooth state regulation like other full-term babies do. They have a high-pitched cry. They are not healthy looking.
Most of the moms giving birth to exposed babies at MGH in the past year were white and about 30 years old. Close to 90% of the pregnancies were not planned. James was one of those babies. Shortly after birth, he was diagnosed with what's called neonatal abstinence syndrome, and he was given small doses of morphine and another drug to help get him through the withdrawal.
So James was exposed to methadone and did go through neonatal abstinence syndrome, requiring medical therapy with both morphine and phenobarbital, which is not unusual when a baby might have also been exposed to other things.
Doctors knew that James' biological mother was taking methadone because of her opioid use and that she told MGH social workers she was interested in putting James up for adoption. That's when 34-year-old Kristen Fontaine and her husband got involved. They were looking to adopt, and they came to see James in the special care nursery at MGH.
He was 8 pounds, this tiny little thing. And we were here 18 hours a day. My husband and I were sat with him 18 hours a day. And the nurses said that's what really got him through the whole process.
Doctors believe that bonding with a caregiver helps these babies recover faster. And many hospitals try to keep the babies with their birth mothers, at least initially. Hospitals are required to file a complaint with the state when a baby is born exposed to drugs, and that's even if a mother is prescribed them legally. The Department of Children and Families then decides where a child goes from there. From March of 2014 until February of this year, there were more than 4,700 cases of children born drug exposed, and more than 700 babies were placed in state custody. James's case is unusual. He left the hospital with adoptive parents when he was 5.5 weeks old, and that's considered a short amount of time. It's something Fontaine still has a hard time talking about.
It just makes me happy that he's the way he is now, you know? He's gotten so much, he's so full of life, and he's so happy. And it's hard to think about the kids that are there now.
James does appear to be thriving, and Fontaine is grateful for the support she has, not just from this clinic, but from her own doctor and regular visits from state early intervention specialists. During this clinic visit, she tells Dr. Kersner about various programs she takes James to every week: baby swim, baby yoga, play groups, and she's confident he's going to be okay.
He's going to just be a normal, happy kid. He's going to play baseball, according to his dad, and he's going to be a pitcher, and he's going to be lefty.
In fact, like most moms, Fontaine says her child is exceptional.
We have a big, huge, in our bedroom, 20 by 20 print of him wearing his Superman was adopted to. And
oh, cute.
So he's our little Superman. He's our little superhero. Cute.
There is not a lot of data about the long-term effects on babies born exposed to opioids. Dr. Kersner says most of the withdrawal symptoms wear off in a few months. Some studies suggest there are lifelong effects for exposed babies. Other studies suggest there are not. Dr. Kersner hopes to start answering some of those questions by gathering data from her clinic and expanding her practice to include babies born at other hospitals. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.